the storm. Riders on the storm.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show for our coverage of the 2015-2016 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and the pregame show. And the pregame show is being brought to you by Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. For all your realty needs, whether you're buying or selling your home or just checking out the market, give Veronica a call at 469-939-9624 and tell her Sonny sent you. It is the pregame show here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, and as you can tell by the music that's playing, it is really, really rainy. It's really, really wet. It's really, really a lot of things that go on in a game that's a little bit more wet compared to other games, and it makes a difference. It just all depends on how a team is going to be able to produce and put together a good game plan as far as the wet ground is concerned. And usually when you take a look at a football game like that, you got to look to the running game, and if your team has a good ground attack, you might be in good shape. And looking at this game, as far as your Rowlett Eagles are concerned, all you got to do is look at Kobe Morrow in the running game that is all set there for your Rowlett Eagles. He's a guy that performs week in and week out, definitely a guy that you can depend upon. But there's a lot of things going on, and let's get to the main issue, is the weather. Will we have a game tonight? That's going to be the huge question. That's the reason why we're a little late getting the pregame show up, as we don't necessarily know if there's going to be a game, but hey, it's the pregame show. We put it up early anyway, so you get an opportunity to hear it the whole time. So we decided to go ahead here on a Friday morning and get the pregame show all set and ready for you to go, getting you ready for the Rowlett Eagles taking on the Rockwall Yellow Jackets. It's been built a lot of things, and let's just find out what it's being built. It's being built off as far as getting the, you know, fast track to the championship here in District 6A. So their district games, this could be an idea of who's going to win the championship. Obviously, the games in district mean more than the games outside of district. That's where they'll fall up as far as the, you know, the actual tie breaker is concerned. But you're looking at your Rowlett Eagles, a team that has been magnificent through seven games. It's no question, as we got three more games left to go here. We have Rockwall as far as that's concerned. The last game is Sachse, and then of course Neiman Forest next week. Three more games up on the block as seven are underneath the belt. But this one, quite possibly, at least to this week, is definitely the game that you have to keep your eye out for, because it will give the fast track to the championship depending on what happens for the rest of the season. Don't count out Sachse, don't count out, and we're going to cover all of that and what we can be able to expect here. But as a rainy, wet Friday is upon us, normally game days you're really excited about, and I don't know how, you know, excited people are going to be as far as the game is concerned because of the weather. And I really hope that doesn't affect on who's going to be there, when they're going to be there. And I'm talking about fans and things of that sort. Hopefully we can get the fans more back into it, and hopefully they will be out in force, as it is a home game for your Rowlett Eagles here at HBJ Stadium, as your Rowlett Eagles do hit the field. Now, games were canceled last night. I don't know if they were finished, and we are trying to find out all that information. I will bring that to you in our next segment on who did what, when they're going to do it, and how all the postponings and everything else that may or may not have happened in the district. I'm going to bring that to you here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and the pregame show. Lots of other things. Also got a little video file that you can't see but you can hear from one of the parents of your Rowlett Eagles. I'm talking about Marlon Elmore. I got a little video sound bite there for you. You don't need to see the video. I basically named it Flat Cut. So that'll give you an idea. If you know Marlon Elmore, the father of, you know, Jared Elmore, that guy's got wheels. And plus, obviously, well, I'll talk about all those numbers and everything else as far as defense and everything, but bringing it defensively with your Rowlett Eagles and Jared Elmore. So I got a little funny little clip there coming to you here on the Couch Potato Sports Show from his father that he posted up on his Facebook. It's really funny. So anyway, we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the Rowlett Eagles, what you're expecting from your team here tonight, and also bring in the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna. He's going to be up on top of it. He's been looking at numbers, and he's getting ready for this. So we'll bring in Bill Cerna, you know, obviously for our final segment to get you ready to go. I'll go over some of the things that we are seeing as far as record stats and stuff like that. Keep you informed on what's going on with the Rowlett Eagles. I'll keep you also, in the meantime, try to find out more information as far as the game is concerned. Right now it's a go, obviously, because there's no lightning right now as we are doing this here. And we're doing it around noon on Friday, so you can get an idea of where we are as far as the weather. It's cloudy, it's raining, but I don't see any lightning. That is got our thumbs up, especially as far as the game is concerned. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. We're going to hear from Veronica Warwick. She is the sponsor here of your pregame show. We'd like to thank her for that. And again, for all your realty needs, whether you're buying, selling your home, or you're just in the market, or you just need some ideas, you need some advice, let Veronica be that source that you go to and help you get done what you want to get done as far as anything is concerned. She's a great lady, and she's also a proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast that you hear week in, week out here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. So we'll hear from Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles radio network. We'll be right back. With banks offering loans with a down payment as low as 5%, this may be the right time to get into the housing market. Whether you're buying or selling your home, see what Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty can do for you. Veronica Warwick, a Keller Williams agent. Give her a call at 469-939-9624. Veronica Warwick, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
Bonanza. Reap a bonanza with a free home, auto, or business insurance quote from Costco Insurance. Bundle your home and auto insurance to save a ton. Costco Insurance at the corner of Main Street and Rowlett Road, or visit us on the web at costcoinsurance.com, where we always have the coffee pot on.
Yeah, but is it fresh?
There may have been a time when the ups and downs of the stock market were exciting, but if you're retired or near retirement, for you, that time has passed. A predictable return, a predictable income, and security may not be exciting, but your needs have changed. When you're ready for a more predictable instead of exciting financial plan, call Nest Egg Wealth Advisors, where we specialize in crafting financial strategies that aren't exciting, but effective. You can get your adrenaline rush elsewhere. Visit them on the web at nesteggadvice.com or give them a call at 972-412-6064 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation.
When people call Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning, they are generally unhappy when their air conditioner is not working. But really, they're worried. Are they calling the right people? Well, at Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning, service promised is service delivered. People of Rowlett have depended on us for over 25 years, so go ahead, contact Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning at 972-475-3227 or visit them on the web at stevensonshvac.com.
She's lollygagging and you're missing out on sweet deliciousness. Dare you pass her? What's the worst that could happen?
Did you just line jump me?
No.
He's a line jumper.
Yeah, you're a line jumper.
Joshua David.
Grandma?
Totally worth it. Cece's Pizza Pasta Salad and Dessert Buffet for an unbelievably low price. Almost too good to be true.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show and your pregame show of your Rowlett Eagles taking on the Rockwall Yellow Jackets. Last year, it was a great game. That game happened in Rockwall. This year, it is totally different. And I say that because it's just a different Rowlett Eagles team going into the game last year. The Rowlett Eagles had a couple of losses, you know, handed to them. And this is just a little bit different. Your Rowlett Eagles go into this game. They are 6-1 on the season, undefeated in the district, and the Rockwall Yellow Jackets, this is a football team that lost their first three games out of district, but came storming back in here in district play. They are 4-0 in district play, 4-3 overall. And you can say what you want, since they came into district games, it's almost like the doors opened for this football team. I mean, the offense for both teams has taken, at least as far as Rockwall is concerned, has turned completely around. And whether or not it is the time of the year, if that's what you want to call it, you know, district play, attitudes change, or whatever the case may be, they use the first three games out of district for warm-up to get them ready for district, and so they can, you know, at least have a good showing to make the playoffs, whatever you want to call it. That has happened for the Rockwall Yellow Jackets as they move into this game against your Rowlett Eagles. So, both teams undefeated. Rowlett Eagles have a better, overall record. So, you can say what you want when you look at it. The Eagles offense last week, they came off a great game as they really put a pounding on North Garland. And I really hope, and what we were seeing as far as Bill and I were concerned, when we were talking off air, we were seeing a different team. Even though they were scoring, you can obviously see that they were doing different things. They were trying some different things that were normally not part of the game. And it was obvious to us. We didn't bring it up in the broadcast, more so than we were just keeping track of a lot of things that were going on. That having been said, it was obvious to me as far as that was concerned. And so when you hit the field tonight at 7:30 as the Rowlett Eagles are at HBJ Stadium, I think we're going to see some different things, some different formations, some different plays out of it. And one of the plays that I don't want to see in this game is the quick hitch to Ladarius Dickens on the far side of the field. And I say that because if I'm seeing that play a lot, that means if anybody has any film on this football field, you know, seeing that play, as far as the Rowlett Eagles, you got to know what's coming. But at the same time, you got to be able to stop it. So we'll probably see the play Sonny doesn't necessarily want to see. But if they don't stop it, we'll be hollering touchdown anyway. And Ladarius Dickens, one of the things that this guy does, man, he finds a way to slip tackles by his efforts. And you see it in the second and third efforts. And last year, this guy had a fumble problem when he got into that situation. This year, that's not an issue, but the ball's going to be slick tonight, and it's going to have a lot of play. I'm expecting a lot of turnovers. We'll find out what the Eagle Eye has to say as well as far as what's going on. That having been said, let's take a look at the Rowlett Eagles and what you've seen. I mean, regardless, this is going to be a big game here tonight because it will give the team that wins that, you know, and I don't want to say easy route to the district championship, but the Rowlett Eagles have got wins all over the place, and depending on how Sachse does the next two games, the final game of the season that will be played at HBJ Stadium, that will be determined. It's going to be interesting where that's going to end up coming out. So, that having been said, the Rowlett Eagles, they have the league's, or the district's, leading passer. 145, 248, 1,986 yards, 18 touchdowns, okay? He's the leader. How about also the leader in this league when a team is going to have to go down to the ground game because of whether or not that ball will be wet, too slick in order to pass, they may go to the ground game. The Rowlett Eagles only turn to the district's leading rusher. And that's Kobe Morrow, 148 rushes, 988 yards, 14 touchdowns. So that's huge. Then they go to the league's leading receiver. If they do pass the ball, Ladarius Dickens, 54 catches, 826 yards, and 10 touchdowns. These numbers, I think they could have been more. So as you take a look at what is actually happened out on the football field, you're getting offensively one of the better turns. And the spotlight is going to have to go on Kobe Morrows, because I think he's going to have to run the football. 13 carries last week, 148 yards and 3 touchdowns against North Garland last week. So, you know, that right there, it tells you right now that you may see a lot of that because of the weather. You know, the weather and all the lightning, and hopefully no lightning, because that will go ahead and postpone the game for 30 minutes. Then that will throw a monkey wrench in the broadcast. However, we'll figure out how to get that done. That having been said, the Rowlett Eagles, I think, are ready to perform, and I think they know the importance of this game. Because the Rowlett Eagles, they're averaging 486 yards each game. 43 points a game. And they're going to be facing a Rockwall defense that is giving up 344 yards already and at least 29 points. So, you know, they may not get as many points, but I think that they could be, you know, in a situation where they can have success. And that's going to be different. So where your defense for your Rowlett Eagles are going to, I think that we're going to see some good stuff out of your Rowlett Eagles defense. Why is that? Jared Elmore, and we'll talk a little bit about the little soundbite coming from Jared Elmore. We'll put that in before we go into commercial. Proud of his son, proud of the Rowlett Eagles and what they've been able to accomplish to this point. How about Jared Elmore, 56 tackles. 3 for loss. And by the way, there should have been more. He got a hold of them. They were slipping out of them. And then 4.5 sacks also on the defense. He's making at the linebacker position. This guy's everywhere. This guy's a magnet to the ball. And he's been able to make plays week in, week out from the linebacker position. And there's nothing to take away from anybody else. But you also got Dylan Bowers, and I'm looking at this, 20 tackles, 2 interceptions, Jackal Davis, 4 pass breakups. Trenton Gordon has improved also, you know, from the beginning of the season to where he is now, 3 pass breakups as well. I like what we're seeing on the defense. The defense is definitely stepped up, and I'm looking at these notes right here. It says the special teams, Kentworthy and Luplo combined for 9 field goals on the season, and then Jalen Penn, blocked punts, return for touchdown last week. Lots of things that we're seeing from your Rowlett Eagles, and they came at the right time as they needed the boost to go into the most important game of the year, which would be this game. Of course, that's almost every week when you're playing in this, but as far as where they are and trying to make that move, the Rowlett Eagles, they will be able to be undefeated if they get the victory here tonight. Give the Rockwall Yellow Jackets a loss on the season, and then depending on what happens in the next week, the Rowlett Eagles may just coast into the championship. So we'll be watching that and going from there. So what we're going to do now, we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. When we come back, we'll take a look at the standings in our league. That's the important thing, and we'll talk about the victories within district compared to the ones without outside district. It's going to be a good thing for us to go over to keep your mindset, because right now it's all about district games, and that's the way it happened in week number 4. It switched to now the priority goes to these district games. So let's take a look at as far as the Rowlett Eagles are concerned when they go into the rest of the season. We'll look at the standings. We'll look at the schedules. We'll be looking at a lot of things, and we'll talk about that on the other side as far as the Couch Potato Sports Show is concerned. It's also being brought to you by Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. Again, for all your realty needs, buying, selling our home, and just checking out the market, give her a call at 469-939-9624. So we'll do that here on the Couch Potato Sports Show in your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network here on the pregame show. We'll be right back. Buying or selling your home in the Rowlett, Rockwall, Heath area? make sure you check into Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty, a Keller Williams agent. Veronica will utilize the latest in technologies, market research, and business strategies to exceed your expectations. More importantly, she'll listen, and that means she'll find solutions that are tailored to you and your situation. With the drive and dedication of Veronica, she has set a new standard of excellence of realty in Texas. Give her a call at 469-939-9624 and tell her Sunny sent you. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Polio's Italian Restaurant, located at Doll Rock in the 66 in Rowlett. Ever tried their Greek salad? Their Greek salad is proof that sometimes the best lunches don't need to be cooked at all. Make sure you check them out at Polio's Pizza and check them out on their Facebook, where you have opportunities to sign up and get a free pizza. That's Polio's Italian Restaurant, located at 6702 Dow Rock Road, number 122, or give them a call at 214-703-9711. At Allen Bauer Electric, we offer expert electrical services from general outlet repair and fan installation to electrical panel upgrades. Our customer commitment includes additional benefits such as call-ahead scheduling, upfront pricing, and special after-hour electrical services. Being informed is to your benefit. So call Allen Bauer Electric for more information on how you can be more informed about your residential or business electrical needs. Give them a call at 214-356-0197. Allen Bauer Electric, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. After a long day with the kids, or a long day at work, who wants to cook? Who wants to cook in this heat? But fast food isn't the answer. Neither are pizza joints. How about something healthy? Try Angel Creation Catering, specializing in hot, healthy, and delicious meals for a family. Whether it's one meal a week or two meals a week, take the pressure off of your family. Take the pressure off of you. So after the day has you worn out, give Angel's Creation Catering a call at 972-897-2923. Call an angel for a taste of heaven. At El Centro Mexican Restaurant in downtown Rowlett, we bring you delicious, authentic flavors from Mexico. With a friendly atmosphere, great service, and great food from the finest traditional Mexican recipes. We're a great place to gather with friends and family, so come and taste the difference at El Centro Mexican Restaurant in downtown Rowlett, or give them a call at 214-227-5096, or check them out on the web at elcentromexicanrestaurant.com. For all your Disney vacation needs, check out Ginger's Magical Travel, an independent travel specialist. Whether you're visiting Disneyland or visiting Disney World or going on a Disney cruise, give Ginger a call at 844-407-9668, extension 745, or contact her directly at 469-556-8931. Proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
Okay, it's been a long time, but I'm back, and I'm ready. It's going to be game day in about 14 to 16 hours, and the flat top is working it. Look out, Rockwall, Rowlett, the Rowlett Eagles are on the way. Don't worry about this rain. God's got that. Glory be to God.
And Marlon Elmore, the father of Jared Elmore, out there driving, you know, coming. It looks like he just came from the haircutting place if you looked at the video, and he got that flat top, and it's working. That cracked me up. I almost fell out of my chair when I saw that last night, but I thought I'd put it in there. It just goes to show the excitement of what's going to be happening. And obviously, the biggest game of the season for your Rowlett Eagles, and we talked about where everything is as far as the standings and all the, you know, the stuff, but let's go to a little more, because I've been getting information here, there, and everywhere about some of the things. I want you to listen to some of the things in the District 6A. That's where your district of your Rowlett Eagles play, okay? Ranked by points allowed. It, you know, obviously the rankings are big, and obviously the ones that give up the most points will be ranked the lowest on the league. So at number 10 right now are the Lee Red Raiders. They have given up 370 points so far this season. And so they're ranked 8th in the standings. Number 7 is Namon Forest, giving up 314 points this season. Number 6, North Garland Raiders, 239 points given up. Then we move into the top 5. Lakeview Centennial has given up 233 points this season, followed by number 4, you know, only a difference between 4 points, but Sachse, 229 points at the number 3 position. At the number 2 position is the team we're facing tonight. 209 points given up by the Rockwall Yellow Jackets, a difference between 5 points, as the Garland Owls have come in the second position, only giving up 204 yards. And your Rowlett Eagles have given up 13 points less. That's almost two. Well, how about, it's definitely two touchdowns, you know, 12 points and a two-point conversion. Your Rowlett Eagles, number 1 in the district as far as points allowed through this week. Only 191 points given up by this defense. So that tells you how close, as far as the game is concerned tonight, difference on the numbers, where it is 18 points difference between Rowlett and Rockwall here tonight. So those are some, you know, stats that I've been getting here and there, and some other things. As far as scoring is concerned, you take a look at the rankings on what's going on. The rankings, and I've only got to the top 7. I didn't get number 8. We'll figure out who that was, because we'll go through the schedule and who's not on it. But I have a feeling, yes, it's Namon Forest that has scored the least points. And so far, I can't even see the number up on the information, but they are ranked number 8. That would be Namon Forest. Number 7 scoring is North Garland. They've only scored 158 points this season. At number 6, Garland. Now, this is a shocker. At Garland at 268 points. That's 20 less than the number 5 spot, Lakeview Centennial, scoring 288 points a game. So the fact that the Owls are at number 6, you know, that one, as far as if you didn't know that, that might shock you a little bit as far as the scoring is concerned. Then the Rowlett Eagles, they are at number 4, 304 points, only 1 point behind who? The Rockwall Yellow Jackets, the team your Rowlett Eagles are facing. Now, the Lee Red Raiders, you know, these are team rankings by points scored. The Lee Red Raiders are in second. They've scored 324 points. So that shows that their defense has been getting up even more in reality. So, and then the Sachse Mustangs, they lead the 11-6A district with 329 points scored. So, you know, those are interesting numbers that we've been able to locate, and I love those numbers, especially it shows a lot of stuff there. So it's on there. Also, just to let everybody know, I'm gonna adopt this guy as my buddy, Marlon Elmore. You heard him on the bumper, bringing you in here on the Couch Potato Sports Show for this segment, and everybody's excited. I had to go to the store, and I had my shirt on, I had my name. I had 4 people come up to me. Is there gonna be a game, Sonny? Yes, there's gonna be a game, as long as there's no lightning. And the first lightning will be a 30-minute delay, and then if it's not, they will postpone the game to a different time. So we will try to bring everything that needs to happen, whether it's in 2 parts, you know, 1 game, part of the game being played on Friday night, and then continuing to Saturday. We will let you know if that becomes a situation. I just want everybody informed on how that is because of the weather. So I'm not sure what's going to happen, but we are going to be on at 7:30. you know, covering your Rowlett Eagles here tonight. And the excitement, I mean, I thought homecoming was exciting. But once we got past homecoming and then we got the realization on where everything is standing for your Rowlett Eagles and really what is, what is on the line for your Rowlett Eagles as they move into this game and how important this week is, it's all about tonight, and it is. You will have a team that has the inside track to the division champion. So let's take a look at the standings for your Rowlett Eagles. And they go a little something like this as far as the standings. Rowlett, 6-1 overall. They lead right now in district at 4-0 in district. Now, they're tied with Rockwall, but they've got the top spot because of the tiebreaker being the overall at 6-1. They are 3-0 at home, 3-1 on the road. That road game obviously being Keller. And this team, and I will tell you, just to let you know, yes, that Keller game, that was a killer. No one wanted to see that. That having been said, okay, this is a football team I think have learned a lot since that game. Now, granted, I don't necessarily know as far as the rank because we don't obviously get to see a lot of the other teams and where they're at in scoring and set, who's better, who's not. You don't really get a taste of that until you see it out on the field. But just since that Keller game, I've seen a different Rowlett team as they moved into district and getting ready for play. Different ideas, different setups, different formations, playing differently, and giving them an opportunity. I will say this now, and I know it's easy for me to say, but I want to see more of Garrett Hermes throwing the football. He hasn't thrown it yet. I want to see him, but then again, he's been in the situation where they haven't had to throw the football. So that being said, they you know, a lot of times he's in there to kill the clock and keep the clock running and the running games and stuff like that. But I'd love to see that guy throw the football. That having been said, let's go to the team. Rockwall is in second place. They're 4-0 in the district. They're 4-3 overall, but it's all about the district rankings, where they are as far as the records are concerned. They are 2-2 at home, and they're 2-1 on the road for the Yellow Jackets. So, and you look at the winning percentage, your Rowlett Eagles have 85% so far this year, 57% for Rockwall. Then followed by Sachse. The Sachse Mustangs are in a knot with three teams. However, they got the tiebreaker there with the better record, but in the district, they are 2-2. 5-2 overall. They're 4-0 at home and 1-2 on the road. But right now, Sachse holding on to that third place spot because they have a better overall record in the tiebreaker. Garland is right behind them. Don't sit on Garland, folks. I think this is a football team that may be there, but they are 2-2. And don't sit on Tyler Lee. Tyler Lee is on the outside looking in fifth spot, but they are 2-2 in the district. They're 3-4 on the season, but they're 2-2 in the district. Puts them in fifth spot. So they're just kind of like on the outside looking in. So depending on what ends up happening, there's going to be really huge for the next week and the final week of the season. Three more games going on. Garland Lakeview Centennial, they're 1-3 in district. They are 4-3 overall. North Garland's 1-3 as well in district, 3-4 overall. And North, mark that. Neiman Forest, they're 0-7. They're 0-4 in district and sitting in last place. But the difference between those games as far as Rockwall and Rowlett, somebody's going to 5-0 in District 11-6A here tonight. They will have the inline for the district championship. Because as far as Rowlett is concerned, we know their schedule. Rowlett has Neiman Forest next week, and then they have Sachse. So it's all important to get that victory here tonight and drop Rockwall to 4-1 in the district here, 11-6A. Because as far as Rockwall is concerned, you want to see them, you know, you want to see them falter, obviously, here tonight, But their schedule for the rest of the season, Rockwall, they have Tyler Lee. Tyler Lee's coming, so depending, and that's going to be important for Tyler Lee because they're still right there kind of be able. But then Rockwall has the Garland Owls on their last game of the season. That's Friday on November 6th. An all-important game for the Rockwall Yellow Jackets. So when you look at the Rowlett Eagles and where they got Sachse, that game is going to be going on at the same time. We will probably, depending on the situation, we'll be watching the scoreboard on that. And so let's watch for that one as it comes up. So Rowlett, Neiman Forest, and then they have Sachse at HBJ Stadium at the last game of the year. So it's I think it's going to be really interesting as how the standings are set up here as far as that. Now, if you look at Sachse, this is a team that's 2-2 out on the season, and their schedule is as follows. They have Neiman Forest also here tonight, so we'll be watching that scoreboard. Then Sachse has the Garland Lakeview Centennial Patriots the Friday after that, before they get to Rowlett. So we're going to be watching Sachse as they're sitting at that 2-2 record. But we go back to the fact when you take a look at Garland, that this is that team, that sneaky team. But when you look at their schedule, they have Lakeview Centennial. That game was postponed, and it was 7-7 at last look. So and so they might be, as we are doing, I think they're actually playing right now. It's 7-7 at the time I'm doing this. So maybe I can give you an update before we kick out of here. But then Garland has North Garland on Friday, October 30th, and then on the 6th as well, Rockwall will be at Williams Stadium taking on the Owls. So this is gearing up to be a good top four here within the district. And your Rowlett Eagles right now in command if they obviously get that victory tonight against the Rockwall Yellow Jackets. So we'll keep a track of those games and those games that are happening next week. So what we're going to do now, we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show after we hear from our sponsor. Of course, that's Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. Again, folks, you're talking about a lady that has kind of really taken over this area here and getting her foot in the door. And not only that, she's the sweetest lady in the world, and she knows her stuff. She wants to be your realtor. Make sure you get a hold of Veronica Warwick at 469-939-9624 for all your realty needs, buying or selling your home, or just in the market to buy a home. Check her out. So what we're going to do now, we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. We will be right back. There is so much riding on your home sale. Just one mistake can cost you a lot of time and money. Put your trust in Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty so she can ensure you get the most out of your home sale. From pricing your home correctly to putting together a sound deal, Veronica Warwick will look out for your needs. Give her a call at 469-939-9624. Veronica Warwick, a Keller Williams agent, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. At Chang Lee's Taekwondo, learn the art of self-defense, discipline, respect, physical development, and mental focus. Become the best that you can be. At Chang Lee's Taekwondo, we offer an after-school program, fitness kickboxing, birthday parties, summer camp, and homeschool classes. Check out our one-year anniversary special. 2 weeks in a free uniform for $19.99. That's right, $19.99 gets you 2 weeks and the free uniform. Check out Chang Lee's at 469-506-4483 or visit them on the web at mychanglees.com. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, bringing you strategies for success in high school, brought to you by Great Power Learning. Better grades and higher confidence. Each student has his or own way of learning, so every Great Power program is customized. We'll pinpoint how your team learns the best. Then we'll create a personalized study program that is a perfect fit. Never too fast, never too slow. Check us out at greatpowerlearning.com or give us a call at 972-675-9505 for more information. That's Great Power Learning.
Harlow Tree Surgery is much more than just tree trimming. We also offer landscaping services, planting, stump grinding, fertilization, and tree health, and much more. Harlow Tree Surgery is offering out a buy one, get one half price special. Purchase the trimming for one of your trees and get the other one done at half price. Check us out on the web at www.facebook.com/Harlow Tree Surgery or give us a call at 214-695-6500. That's 214-695-6500. Let Spirit Outfitters be your home for any of your specialty needs. Spirit Outfitters can do it all. Whether it's screen printing, custom apparel, spirit gifts, or embroidery, Spirit Outfitters has you covered. Need personalized apparel? We can do that. Want something just for you? We can do that also. Spirit Outfitters will let your imaginations run wild. Give them a call at 972-412-3440 or visit their showroom at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101 in Rowlett. Or check them out on the web as well at thespiritoutfitters.com.
Bringing safe, professional education and experience to all levels of shooters. SafeShootTexas.com has it all. Whether it's NRA certified classes, Texas CHL licensing, group and private certification, or even in-home classes. Or how about ladies-only classes? Check out SafeShootTexas.com for more information and the schedule that fits your need. Check them out at SafeShootTexas.com.
Make sure you check out ACG Medical Supply on the corner of Rowlett Road in the 66. Proud sponsors of the Rowlett Boys basketball team and a long-standing member of the Rowlett community in the same location for almost 13 years. Whether it's selling quality products or filling out your insurance claims for you, you get it all from ACG Medical. From our large showroom to our certified technicians to our convenient delivery service, visit our showroom or shop by phone 972-463-0737 or online at acgmedical.net.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, along with the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing good. It's great to be here in Seattle getting ready. Oh, wait. No, yeah, we're in Rowlett, aren't we?
Oh, with all this rain,
I thought I was up in Washington.
Yes, the rain has been coming down, and it's been crazy today. It's hard. You know, it rains hard in one moment, and then it lights up, and then raining again. Good thing, though, is we have not seen the lightning today, and that's a good thing because it will go into a 30-minute delay, and then if there's still lightning in the area, they will postpone it. And as we are on air, the Garland Owls are actually out on the football field completing their game from last night, so that's something to keep track of as well. So it's Lakeview Centennial and the Garland Owls that are on the field right now. So, but that being said, with the rain and everything, we got the biggest game of the season for the Rowlett Eagles because really they get the victory here. They really have got the fast track to the division championship.
Yeah, and you know, whoever wins this game, the other team would have to flop not to win the district. So this is for the district right here and right now for tonight. So there's going to be a lot of thunder and lightning going on right in this field.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. But that being said, this is a good thing for the Rowlett Eagles. When I was looking at everything, you think about the game and what it's all about with it being rainy, being wet, the ball sloppy. Now, granted, we have a turf. It's not necessarily real glass, which I think is better than the real grass, especially when the rain's there. But I think we're going to get a heavy dose on both sides of the ball with the ball being rushed by the main guys that rush the football for each team.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, we have, obviously Kobe Morrow on ours, and they have Caleb Roach on theirs team. You know, the receivers, we have top receivers from both teams, but this running game is going to be key tonight, especially with the way this weather is and the conditions of the field. It's definitely going to be a key point in this game tonight.
Yeah, and looking at Kobe Morrow, 148 rushes, 988 yards. He is, you know, really got himself, he's only 12 yards away from a 1,000-yard season in high school. Now, that impresses me. It don't impress me on the NFL level, but 1,000 yards on in a high school level with only 10 games, that impresses me. 14 touchdowns, average of 6.6. So, Bill, if they only ran the football on an average of 6.6, they should not have a problem with scoring either. But capable of breaking out the big plays is for Kobe Morrow.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's had a great, you know, he started off kind of slow as the year started, but he's really coming on strong. And he was the big focal point in last week's game against North Garland. So, you know, he's really stepping up right now. And it's taking a lot of pressure off of Logan and also the receiving corps of Dickens and Lewis and Bauer. It's definitely loosened and giving them more opportunities.
And as I was looking, and you'll be proud of me, Sonny Clark actually did a little research, well, with the help of my friends. But that being said, I still got the research in front of me. As you take a look at this game and you see how close these two teams are. Now, granted, your Rowlett Eagles, they are sitting right now, they're sitting with the 6-1 record. But the difference is district. It's all about district on this level. So district, you got both teams going at 4-1 out on the season. I want to just talk a little bit about each one of these subjects I think are big. So listen to this as far as the numbers are concerned. Points per game, the Rockwall Yellow Jackets, 43.6, and the Rowlett Eagles, 43.4. So they are less than a point difference away. That's how close these teams are. You go to points allowed. The Rockwall Yellow Jackets are allowing 29.9. Your Rowlett Eagles are only allowing 27.3. Yards per game, Bill, 433 yards for the Yellow Jackets, 486 yards for the Rowlett Eagles, and one more just to throw out, yards allowed per game. The Rockwall Yellow Jackets give up 344 yards. Your Rowlett Eagles only give up 327. Man, these two teams are mirror image of each other.
You know what, Sonny? First of all, you took all my thunder. I'm the numbers guy here. But that's okay. That's okay. You got all your numbers right. But I tell you what, you were absolutely right on the numbers. And not only that, you look at your numbers on individuals. You know what? You have the top-rated quarterback in the area. You have the number 10 quarterback in the area. Where you know, Logan Bonner has 18 touchdowns and 3 interceptions, and Will Reed has 20 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. So close there. On your receiving corps, let's see. On receiving, you have Sam Crawford. That's right now number 3 in the area with a total of 835 yards. But then right behind him, you have Ladarius Dickens that has 826 yards and 10 touchdowns. So, you know, beyond team numbers, a lot of individual numbers that are very close to each other. So you're absolutely right. But I tell you what, you know, you look at the total win and loss records right now. Obviously, Rockwall is 4-3, but they're 4-0 in district. Right. Rowlett's 6-1, and they're 4-0 in the district. But the difference is, you look at the out of district games that were played. Rockwall played 3 teams: one ranked number 2 in the area, one ranked number 6 in the area, and one ranked number 20 in the area. So they had some, you know, obviously a lot tougher competition than what Rowlett saw. So, you know, it's evenly matched as we go into the game tonight. But I tell you what, I mentioned it before: the out of district games definitely make a difference. And when you play teams like that, like a Euless Trinity or a Mesquite Horn or Denton Ryan, you know, you're going to gain a lot of experience on that, win or loss.
Yeah, and it's funny that you mentioned that, because earlier in the pregame show, I was talking about, we don't necessarily know what kind of competition they are. Thanks for those numbers, because those numbers tells you the difference as far as out of conference and why the Rockwall Yellow Jackets were 0-3 going into district. So when they turned on the Jets, they started in district because maybe they're just that much better. And we talked about the out-of-conference games and how really important it is not for, you know, going into district, but knowing what you've got to do in order to prepare for the out-of-district games. And that right there tells the tale of the tape. I mean, granted, Rowlett went 2-1. But the competition was definitely not as much as the Rockwall Yellow Jackets saw in the first three games.
Yeah, and you take the records from the out-of-conference. Their out-of-conference records from the three teams they played are 20-2, and Rowlett's is 12-10.
Yeah.
So, you definitely have a lot. The three teams that Rockwall saw out of district are going to be playoff teams.
Right.
Maybe one, maybe two might be out of the non-district games that Rowlett played. So
right.
even Keller right now, as strong as Keller was against us, they're teetering on not making the playoffs.
Right. So exactly. So looking at that now, looking at the numbers, the running game. You got Caleb Broach. You know, also plays basketball. We'll be calling his name for our basketball coverage that's starting. He's a starting guard for the basketball team. But the difference in the running games, they are mirrored there, Bill. So go to the numbers on Kobe Morrow and Caleb Broach at the running game, because that's going to be the important thing as it's wet and rainy. I don't think we're going to see Logan Bonner, you know, throwing the ball over the football field, going deep down the field. This game, with the rain and everything, I think just came to a game on which defense is going to be able to stop the run in order for their team to get the victory here tonight.
Yeah, and it's really going to come down to the condition of the field and on how well it'll hold up during the game, because you have two teams that like to throw the ball a lot. So,
right.
I think the advantage is that, Kobe Morrow has, 50 more carries than Caleb Broach does. So, the experience of running the ball a little bit more is going to definitely benefit Kobe. But you're right, that running game is going to make a huge difference. Will Reed is actually, he's a lot stronger runner than Logan is.
Yeah.
Logan's more of your traditional drop back. Will Reed, he's rushing wise, he has 23 rushes for 172 yards this year so far. So he's a little bit more comfortable on the ground than Logan is. But I tell you what, Logan, whenever he does run, seems to always be productive.
Yes, and we saw that. We saw that last week and the week before that. And we actually even saw it right after he got hurt, and he just got back up and ran the ball. He had to get the yards. But if there is green in front of Logan Bonner, he'll take off. But he's not your eighth. The Rowlett Eagles don't have a quote-unquote double-headed monster in reality. When you got the other side where you got a quarterback that is capable of running the football as well as having Caleb Broach a part of it, I think that is a huge difference for tonight's game. So I think we're going to see a lot of the running game. So it'll be all about, formation. So it'll be all about blocking. So we're going to see a big game today, Bill, with the offensive line and defensive line. And I think we're just going to see two teams go at it right there on the line. And whoever gets the best of the other side, I think that's where we're going to end up seeing who the victor is going to come out. I think that's the main point. You're going to have the running game, I think, but it's all going to be all about the offensive line and defensive line, who gets the better of each other tonight here as the Rowlett Eagles are at home at Homer B. Johnson.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was a key thing you said there, was the offensive defensive lines. Last week against North Garland, we pounded them backwards all night long. They're not going to have that luxury tonight. They're going to have a strong offensive line with Rockwall, and then they're going to have a lot more pressure coming from the defensive side.
Well, you got to look at last week's game. As much as we love seeing the blowout, this was a football game that only fielded 33 players. So that being said, you don't have the depth, from last week. So you absolutely have got to put that game in the back of your mind and forget about North Garland, because North Garland is not Rockwall. This is a totally different football team, but a different football team that may have dropped as far as the running game. You had Chris Warren back there last year. Now you got Caleb Broach taking the step up. The difference between the two, it's obvious. Here's one thing I know, because I've seen Caleb Broach and I've seen both Warren. Warren is more of a skinnier scat back compared to Broach. He's a little bit bigger. He's more on the fuller size as far as, so I think the more power comes from the Caleb Broch more so than the Warren that they had last year. So you got two different types of running backs going at. So as far as what Rowlett was looking at last year, they really cannot expect the same thing coming their way, especially defensive play.
Yeah, well, and you mentioned the difference on the two running backs. And with that being said, Warren was also a lot quicker, faster than than Broch's. So you know that was something that we definitely had to adjust to. You know, for the first half, we really kept Warren in check. He had one long run right before halftime, but other than that, he was kept in check for most of the night. You know, to Warren standards, to the Warren report. But so he was definitely kept to. Really in key, except for just a couple of large runs. So that's going to be the key tonight, is if we can keep Broch from getting into the secondary and bring him down close to the line of scrimmage. But it's going to be smash-mouth football, you know, with his running games from both teams. And both of them aren't afraid to hit somebody. So definitely be great to see on both sides of the ball some pounding that goes on.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. By the way, for those that are listening to this, the pregame tailgate party has been canceled because of the rain. The game is still on as of right now, but the pregame tailgate party has been canceled because of the rain. So keep that in mind as you're going on. But when you look at today's game and the importance of today's game and where they are, you look at the defense. Let's go to the defensive side of the ball because, Bill, I mean, we know what we're going to get from Logan Bonner. 145, 200 of 248. He's got 1,986 yards and 18 touchdowns. Big numbers. Kobe Morrow with 988, 14 touchdowns. Ladarius Dickens, 54. Yards catching, 826 and 10 touchdowns. We know what we get offensively. So this game, especially with the way it's going to happen, Will Reed, he's thrown for 1,506 yards and 20 touchdowns. Caleb Broch, he has rushed for 618. The only difference is they get down to the red zone. It's not the Caleb Broch show. So I think that's where we're going to see a big difference. So it's going to be up to Jared Elmore, Betts, and Kobe Terry, who's getting that. By the way, Betts has 6 tackles for losses, 4 sacks, 2 forced fumbles this year. Terry has 7 tackles for losses and 4.5 sacks out on the season. Now, here's the number. Listen to this. Jared Elmore, 56 tackles, 3 for losses and 4.5 sacks. He should have at least 7 sacks of those little sneaky little quarterbacks getting out of his, you know, grasp and everything. And Dylan Watts, 20 tackles, 2 interceptions, Jackal Davis, 4 pass breakups, and Trenton Gordon, which at the beginning of the season, if I saw maybe something that they could attack, maybe the corners, and Trenton Gordon was part of it, that guy has stepped up his defensive works. It just seems like right when they went into district, we've seen a different Trenton Gordon on the other side of the ball there, Bill.
Yeah, absolutely. And back to Elmore, I thought you were just giving out his stats from last week's game. It seemed like every time there's a play, you were calling his name. But you know, you mentioned all those guys, and you see the numbers part of it. What you don't see is the little things that they do to disrupt a play that makes a difference. You know, throughout the game, they want to run away from Elmore. That gives Davis and Betts opportunities to cover the other side. But running away from Elmore doesn't work. You know, this is a season where scary guys are chasing people, and that's Elmore. He's a scary guy because he'll put a lick on you, and it's been hard to run away from. So you say those numbers and you throw those numbers out, but imagine that they're running away from him and he's still making those numbers. So,
exactly.
You know, you mentioned MVP, absolute MVP. On such a young defense, they've really come together here in district play. So tonight they're really going to be tested with a really strong offense.
Yeah, the offense is going to be something, and we're going to be calling Jared Elmore's. And that was at the beginning of the year when we did the pregame, boy, we swung and missed. I mean, we're like the Chicago Cubs. We just got swept. Forgot about this guy, and probably just like most teams, probably forgot about him as well. He had a lot of playing time, but this is the year that Jared Elmore has stepped up to be that leader on the defensive side of the ball to take over, and all plays go through him, Bill.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just got out of therapy for forgetting to do that, and now you have to bring it up again. But you're absolutely right. You know, he's been the mainstay.
It, right?
I'm just getting over it because I was so wrong on it, and I hate being wrong. But you're absolutely right. He has been the MVP for this team, not just the defense, but for this team. And he's really stepped up. He's really come up, come through. Because first game against Louisville, he's kind of quiet. We didn't hear from him. We really didn't mention his name until after halftime. And then every week, more and more, we're just pointing out that number every time a play happens on the defensive side.
Yep, so moving forward, you know, all the numbers are wonderful. It's good to see. Like I said, it's time for the Rowlett Eagles. This is the step-up game because when you look at the schedule, as far as the football teams are concerned, remember, your Rowlett Eagles, I mean, I don't want to say they have it easy next week. They're playing a team that hasn't won a game all season in Neyman Forest. And then, you know, then they end up with Sachse. But when you look at Rockwall and what they've got to do in order to move forward into the schedule for both of these teams are different. So Rockwall, you know, getting the Rowlett Eagles, I think that is actually really good for them in reality, because when you take a look at the rest of their schedule, when you take on a team like the Rowlett Eagles, and this is not patting ourselves on the back, the numbers speak for themselves, but when you take on a good team this week and then next week you go to the schedule that you're playing next week, as far as the teams are concerned, next week, Rockwall, they get Tyler Lee, who's been having a hard time. However, if you look at the numbers, the numbers look good for Tyler Lee. And then they got Garland. So really, depending on what Tyler team shows up, and of course that's going to be done at Rockwall Stadium, but then they have the Owls the last week of the game. Bill, we could go down to the last game of the season, depending on what ends up happening here tonight, and be on Friday, November 6th, holding our breath to find out who wins the championship.
Well, I think because we have a two-game, both us and Rockwall have a two-game lead on everybody else.
Right.
Whoever wins this game is pretty much going to be a shoo-in for that number one seed. Now, second place, that's where it could really be finicky, depending on what happens. You know, we've got that win against Garland. You know, Rockwell has that win against Sachse. This, you mentioned Tyler Lee. Tyler Lee came up to Garland, and they almost beat Sachse. They gave them a run for the money the week before we played them.
Exactly.
So they are capable of holding on, hanging on to one of these stronger teams here in the district. So I will not rule them out to go in there and give Rockwall a tough game and want to try to get away with that upset.
First and second place, 4-0 players in the district. Second place, for the rest of them, there are three teams battling, both at 2-2 in the district, that being Sachse, Garland, and that's why I mentioned Tyler Lee. They're right there as far as the district is concerned, so if they turn it around there in district and be able to get those victories that maybe you don't expect them to get, they're going to be right there. But as of right now, the four teams that look like playoff teams, Rowlett, Rockwall, Sachse, and Garland, and depending on what Tyler Lee does trying to get out, depending on how their schedule works out best for them, because when you look at Tyler Lee, they're going to have to win the rest of them, obviously, to get in there. So next week, they got North Garland here today. Then they got Rockwall, and then Neyman Forest. The Neyman Forest is a game that's winnable. They got to get the victory against North Garland with that, you know, a roster that is a lot less than what they normally, but the game for Tyler Lee will be Rockwall, and if Tyler Lee pulls off that upset, and that would be considered an upset, that could throw a monkey wrench in spaces number 3 and 4.
Yeah, absolutely, and it really depends on what happens tonight. If Rowlett comes away as a victor tonight, that's going to give Rowlett that Rockwall team a district loss. Now, if they go and they lose to Tyler Lee, now they've got two losses tied with Tyler Lee, and Tyler Lee would have that tiebreaker. So you're absolutely right.
Yeah, so craziness that's going on here on a wet, soaky Friday afternoon. You know, talking Rowlett Eagles football. Bill, thanks for joining us here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and the pregame show, my friend. This one's going to be the game to remember for the whole season, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to throw one thing out. As they're ending up the third quarter, right now Garland is up on Garland Lakeview. Actually, scratch that. They just tied it up. It's now 21-21, getting ready for the fourth quarter.
Getting ready for the fourth quarter, so they're playing their game. They went to the delay. They started up the rest of the game at 2 o'clock this afternoon. So thanks for the update. So you know where we are. It's about 2:45 in the afternoon. So we'll get this one up for all those folks waiting for. And thanks again for being patient, for getting in. No, it wasn't because Sonny was on the, you know, the Las Vegas hangover, even though that's where he was on Monday. Tuesday.
Come
on. But it was the rain delay and trying to and getting certain things into place. So thanks for everybody for being patient. Bill, we got a good one tonight. So that's going to do it for us here on the pregame show. Everybody, thanks for giving us a listen. And join us at kickoff over on the Couch Potato Sports Show over on the website, www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/Rowlett Eagle Sports. Check us out over there at 7:30 p.m. Everybody have a good one. Stay dry out there. We will be in the box, so we'll be dry, but fans, stay dry. We're out of here. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.